Yi Light Action Camera Review 2022. Best Chosi for You. A new camera is a type of gadget that is used to capture and store images and sound. The Yi Light Action Camera is compatible with most types of devices and can hold up to 128 GB of storage, meaning you will never run out of space for capturing important moments. The high-performance video sensor has adjustable exposure and HDR to capture great pictures even in low-light settings. In this blog, we will be reviewing the sports camera-like Yi Light Action and highlighting some of its key features. Yi Light Action Camera Review. Pros. Super affordable compact like GoPro, amazing connection options, many accessories, long battery life, cheap action camera. Cons. Limited 4K models later in life are more desirable. Unboxing Yi Light Action Camera. The sports camera Yi Light Action Camera is packaged in a clear plastic box. This model also includes a submersible case that can be used up to 131 feet. The package contains a micro USB to USB cable, 1200 mAh batteries, and some manuals that explain the first steps. Features. 4K video capture at up to 20 FPS includes a waterproof case, 16 megapixels still images. The Yi Light doesn't have a GPS, and it won't measure your speed. You can't even give it instructions and hope it follows. The Yi Light is not an action camera with all the bells and whistles like the GoPro Hero 6 Black. This action camera is a great choice for someone who only uses it occasionally. Technically, Yi Light is recording video at 4K resolution. However, it only records 15/20 frames per second for NTSC and 20 for PAL. This will likely result in a blurry and jumpy video. The camera's basic image stabilization is limited to sub-4K resolutions. It can film video at 1080p or 720p, with different frame rates and image stabilization.
This allows for creative features such as slow-mo or time-lapse. You can also record loops, which continuously capture footage over and over for a specified time so that you don't miss a turn on the slopes. It can also take 16 megapixel stills and has several useful features, such as burst and time-lapse, even when a video is being recorded, and a timer mode to allow for group shots. The front features a 150 dpg wide-angle lens, which is almost fish-eye-like. It has a fixed aperture of f2.8 and works with a Sony Exmor RIMX206 sensor. The waterproof housing is also included in the package, which can be used for up to 40 meters, 130 feet. The package also included waterproof housing that can be used for 40 meters, 130 feet. I was able to attach the head mount to my ski helmet easily.
The Yi Light can be used in conjunction with a Yi Action app to create its own Wi-Fi network using the 2.4 GHz and 5 GHz bands. Although it is possible to transfer footage from the micro SD card in the camera to your smartphone, any 4K footage will be downgraded to full HD. We don't live in an age of 4K smartphones yet. This app allows you to upload to Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. The app can also host a live feed from Yi Light, which can be used to modify the settings and remotely control it. Design. Casing that is scratch-resistant 2-inch touchscreen weighs 72 grams. GoPro is the industry leader, but there are other companies that can get action camera enthusiasts excited. Garmin and Yi are also in the market. Garmin is well-known in the field. They are GPS experts and gave us voice control. Yi was not common until a few years ago. The Yi Light measures 65x42x30mm and weighs 72 grams. It has a smaller LCD touchscreen than its bigger brother, Yi 4K Plus. It measures 2 inches in diameter and is slightly smaller than its sibling, the Yi 4K Plus, at 2.2 inches. Despite taking up less space on the camera's back, it was large enough to be able to navigate easily. The side features a micro USB port for charging, but the 1200 mAh removable lithium-ion battery is hidden under the flap. This also conceals a 16GB to 64GB micro SD card. A standard tripod thread is also included in the Yi Light, which will come in handy for videographers who need a small, pocket-sized camera to capture landscapes or general use. There are 9 options for shooting: photo, timer, and burst. Once you have selected the shooting mode, you wish to exit to the main menu. Click the cog icon to the right to go to the settings for the mode and main camera settings. The main settings menu is very well designed and can be adapted to suit your shooting mode. The settings you most often need are those that show first. Click settings and resolution. For example, once you have selected the video mode, All the options will be displayed if you tap again. You can also access the main camera settings directly from the tab. The menu system is very intuitive and makes it easy to navigate. The Yi comes with only the camera and no case. The direct access to the screen was made possible by the Yi and the Manfrotto Pixie. This makes it ideal for vlogging, filming friends, family, and yourself. Performance. https://www.youtube.com/watch?v=arfniktoy. Full HD footage delivers the best results. 4K capture two jerky images of stills are good in general. The Yi Lite's user interface deserves quick praise before we film into image quality. We found the settings of the camera to be very easy to use, despite being limited to a 2-inch LCD screen. The Yi Lite's video quality is the best when it shoots in full HD 1920x1080 pixels at 50 frames per second. This won't give you the sharpest still images. The Yi Lite will deliver that with its 4K 20fps option. However, for any scenario where the camera is moving, full HD 50fps will produce a lot more blur and judder in the final video. This is not unusual for action cameras. The 4K 20fps mode, which captures a lot of detail and allows you to mount the Yi Lite on a tripod in order to film the action unfolding before it, is an excellent choice. The 1280x720 pixels options at 50fps or 100fps may appeal to those who want to save space on their SD cards. However, our tests showed that they saved only about a third of the space.
You can also use the 1920x1440 resolution mode to produce a 4:3 video, which is useful for uploading on Instagram without cropping. However, it only runs at 20 frames per second. The Yi Lite is able to produce a lot more contrast and color in bright environments, thanks to the Sony Exmor R sensor that can pull out a lot even in dark conditions. Battery life is approximately 2 hours regardless of resolution.
Still, images, which can be captured in 16 megapixels, are usually impressive if the camera is still. It is not a good idea for the Yi Lite to be held as a regular camera and then depress the shutter. This causes a blur and physical movement. Its sensor is able to produce colorful, noise-free images even in low light.
It is important to keep your subject at least 2 meters from the camera to ensure that it can focus. This fisheye lens does not require focus. Although there is some distortion, as one would expect from a fisheye lens, there are very few chromatic aberrations in the corners. Although it is limited, outdoor shots will be satisfied with Yi Lite's photos.
Easy to use and tough. The Gorilla Glass 2.0 inches LCD touchscreen is one of the features that Yi Lite took from the 4K version. This glass is resistant to scratches and impacts that can be caused by active adventures. It is easy to use, and the interface is simple. You can also download the accompanying app to add music and titles to your videos before sharing them on social media. A few menu items had abbreviations, making it hard to understand their functions. Although I knew that ICE meant electronic image stabilization, I didn't know what LDC was until I checked the website, Lens Distortion Correct. It removes any square distortion and smooths choppy video so that you can use 30fps. Compact form. Self-documenting your adventures are best done small. The Yi Lite size doesn't necessarily mean it lacks features. Although it is smaller than the Yi 4K, there are still many features packed into this tiny wonder.
Yi was able to squeeze in a 2.0 inch LCD touchscreen and a Sony Exmor image sensor into a small body. These elements can be combined to provide a great viewing experience, 16 megapixel stills, and a record time of 130 minutes.
Controls on the screen. The Yi Lite action camera has all modes of operation. There are many options and multiple possibilities. These modes can be accessed remotely from the mobile app. Photos and video modes with timers or intervals. Burst, loop, and slow motion are all possible. There are many options within the selected mode. As you can see, the limit for the recorded video is 4K at 20fps. Camera mode allows us to directly access the main menus from the on-screen menus. We also have adjustment controls within the selected mode, which we can see from the app on our mobile. Video in 1080p or 4K. https://www.youtube.com/watch?v=xw6cjopum. Yi Lite can capture both 1080p video and 4K video. The Yi 4K can capture at 60fps, while the Lite version can only shoot 4K at 15fps. It also has a 1080p option at 60fps, which is quite good considering its $100 price. Yi Lite is a bit more advanced than the Yi Action Camera, original. Now has 4K video, but at only 20fps, which is a little slow. You will need at least 60 or 120 frames per second if you are interested in slow-mo. This frame rate is acceptable for some videos, but you'll have problems if things move faster, action shots. It also has built-in stability, ICE, it's known, which is great for helping to remove the annoying shake that we all get when filming handheld, which will be most appreciated by the Yi Lite. Video stabilization. Because adventure footage is always moving, it's not expected that it will provide stability. This can be corrected with handheld rigs and post-editing, but what if this issue is not so difficult?
Yi Lite can deal with motion blur using electronic image stabilization. This feature is similar in function to the GoPro Hero 5. This feature differs from optically image stabilization in the fact that footage is cut to achieve stabilization.
Shooting modes. Time-lapses are great for adventures. This time-lapse can summarize a long journey lasting hours in just a few minutes. The Yi Lite can record 4K and HD time-lapse. You can also record both video and time-lapse photos simultaneously. Adventure videos often highlight a moment in slow motion. Slowing down footage will highlight the effort and skill involved in performing tricks on a skateboard or surfing big waves. You can capture these scenes with the Yi Lite's slow motion mode. This Yi Lite is outdoors only unless you like grainy video. Instant sharing. No longer are those days when sharing your adventures on social media took several days. You can connect to your smartphone using advanced connectivity features such as Bluetooth Low Energy and built-in Wi-Fi to share photos and footage from your adventures. Is the Yi Lite waterproof? The Yi Lite is not waterproof by itself, as the Hero 5 from GoPro is. However, none of the Yi models can be. The Yi waterproof case, which attaches to the standard GoPro mount, must be purchased. This allows you to use any accessories that you may already own, as the Yi has the standard tripod screw adapter and camera on the bottom. Conclusion. Thanks for taking the time to read this Yi Lite action camera review. We hope you have found it helpful in making a decision about buying the camera. This is one of the best action cameras on the market and we highly recommend it. The only real downside of this camera is that it does not have stabilization, and if you want to film your videos with a gimbal, you should consider other models.